Seamus, just to start, you give a pretty positive overview of our corporation tax regime, even despite the Apple case, which worried many people. But you give us a relatively clean bill of health.
Yeah, so the purpose of the review was to look at the Ireland's corporation tax code, and looking through it, there doesn't appear to be anything that's egregious in it. There's nothing that you'd say is given preferential treatment or harmful in terms of the regime, the way it's currently established. I think if you look at individual cases such as Apple and look at the ruling that the European Commission gave, they're not looking for any of the rules or the rates in Ireland to change. The issue in relation to the Apple case was how those rules are actually applied, and the European Commission came up with one interpretation. Our own revenue commissioners have applied a different interpretation, and the court will decide who was right in that case. But it wasn't the case of having rules, rates or regulations that were in some way had to be changed. So the European Commission didn't recommend any changes, and looking through the code as I have done, it doesn't appear to be anything too egregious in the Irish Corporation Tax Code.
You're an economic expert. I am far from an economic expert, but I did read the report, and one thing jumped out at me, and it probably wasn't news to you, but it was news to me. 40% of our corporation tax revenue, and we're talking about what's nearly 7.5 billion a year, comes from just 10 companies. That to me sounds like a hell of a lot of exposure to a very small number of companies.
Yeah, so in relation to the receipts themselves, yes, they are very, very highly concentrated. You're looking at anywhere between 37 and 41% of tax any given year coming from 10 companies. Now, those 10 companies can change. There is certain volatility within that, but it does show that we are very dependent on a small group of companies. We don't know who these 10 companies are, but I think we can imagine and guess that most of them are foreign companies, and perhaps even again that most of them are likely US-owned companies, given the nature of their operations here. There possibly is a couple of domestic companies in there, but they'd want to be earning huge profits to get themselves into the realm of paying hundreds of millions in tax every year. I think one thing it does point is that we are collecting a huge amount of corporation tax. It is quite volatile. If we look at the increase that happened recently, the top 10 companies and the amount they paid have changed a bit. So while yes, we are dependent on them, there also are other factors within our corporation tax receipts that are moving up and down. At present, most of these things seem to be cancelling each other out, and receipts in the last couple of years, since the surge in 2015, receipts have been relatively stable, but at a much higher level.
I suppose my question is, I can remember 2008 when the public finances literally went over the cliff. I'm not making a comparison between the two, but my worry would be, as a layman looking at this, could something even close to that happen? Could we reach a point where our corporation tax receipts could drop off a cliff if one or two of those companies exited the scene?
Well, I think it'd take a bit more than just one or two of the companies, but there's no doubt that corporation tax is volatile. It is our most volatile tax. It does show the greatest degree of variation just in terms of year to year. Could something like 2008 happen? But possibly unlikely. I think the key issue with 2008 is that not only did we have a drop-off in tax revenue, but equally that was related to a drop-off in economic activity. Mm. The tax revenue was coming from the construction sector, sure, and we lost a couple of 100,000 jobs in construction, and we lost the tax that activity was generating. When it comes to FDI, I think that the jobs themselves are a bit more sticky. If there were to be changes that were adverse to Ireland, the change would happen over a number of years. Yes, in relation to corporation tax, things could happen quite quickly. Like, we had a 50% jump in 2015 that happened within 1 year. So perhaps on the other direction, on the way down, you could have a jump of a similar magnitude, but it wouldn't all roll in together. I don't think we'd have the same impact as we saw in 2008, but I do think we should be cautious about the nature of this corporation tax that's currently pouring in.
And I suppose the obvious question is, are we being cautious? Are we preparing for that? When we do up our budget every year, are we saying, okay, we have this money to spend this year, but we might not have it to spend in 2018 or 2019 or 2020? My guess is, the way we do politics and economics in this country, that we're just taking this money and sort of, if we have it, we spend it, if we don't, we don't, kind of philosophy.
Yeah, well the nature of the budget and the budgeting around that is a decision for the political process. Like, in relation to the receipts themselves, we have seen them at a higher level since 2015, so there does seem to be a reasonable degree of sustainability there. The report itself suggests that the receipts are sustainable at current levels until 2020, even with the volatility that's inherent within the receipts. We talk about the top 10 and their contribution of 40% into receipts. So within the budgeting, I think you can take some sort of medium-term solace that the receipts are here. Like, the international environment for taxing companies could change again. We've gone through the OECD's BEPS and the first round of that, and the implementation of that is due to finish by 2020. So maybe that's why the year for 2020 is appropriate. There may be further changes after that. We see the EU making various proposals that would utterly change how companies are changed. But for the moment, I think we're in a bit of a sweet spot in relation to actually collecting the receipts, in relation to the investment, in relation to the employment. We don't know how long that will last, but at least at the moment, moment, it's very positive.
And it just to close the message to people listening this morning, because we do, 7.35 billion is a huge amount of money. If that were, if obviously if that wasn't there, it would, things would be very different. But the message is we can be reasonably sanguine about what's happening.
For a couple of years, yes.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thanks indeed for talking to Seamus Coffey, chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.